In the Sikha of the Rebbe, Chelek Yud Zayin, Erev Pesach, the Rebbe talks about a very interesting Shaila and Inyan in Halacha. I want to give over a kitzur of what's talked about and maybe discuss one of the Ha'aris as well. So the Shaila is about a year like this year, which Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. You know, on Erev Pesach, there's a din of the Tainis Bechirim, that a Bechir has to fast or hear a Siyam Masechta. But since it's Shabbos, and Shabbos we don't fast, so therefore the fast is pushed off until a Thursday. Because l'chatchila you don't make a fast for Friday, so we make it on Thursday. And for actually the Shaila, if someone didn't fast on Thursday, he forgot or whatever reason, so then, should he fast on Friday? That's the Shaila. In other words, you're allowed to fast on Friday, a yachid, whatever, you're not keveh for the sirum l'chatchila, the fast for Friday. So we're kaveh the fast on Thursday. Now a person forgot to fast on Thursday, should he fast on Friday? What's the teichin of the shayla? What's the hasbara of the two tzedadim of this question? So the Rebbe explains the following. The shayla is what happened when they made the fast on Thursday. You know, is the fast really supposed to be Shabbos, Erev Pesach? But you can't fast on Shabbos. So one way of understanding it is that really the fast remains a fast of Shabbos, but you do it on Thursday instead of Shabbos. But it's not that the fast became a fast of Thursday. The fast was nekar, removed from Shabbos and became the fast of Thursday. It's still the fast that the chiyuv was on Shabbos. You can't fast Shabbos, so mainly they were keveh on Thursday. Ebazeh, if Thursday finished and one didn't fast, so you can still fast on Friday. Again, the fast is Shabbos. The fast is betzim on Shabbos, and you're supposed to do Thursday, instead you'll do Friday. Or you could learn that being that you can't fast on Shabbos, so therefore when the Chachamim said you should fast on Thursday, they were oikir the fast from Shabbos. It's not a Shabbos, the fast day is not Shabbos anymore, the fast day is Thursday. It's done. That is the Zman of the Tainus. If that's the Zman of the Tainus, so why should one fast on Friday? The Tainus is finished. That Zman of Thursday is finished, and he missed the fast day. If he missed it, you missed it. So that's the oimek of the shayla, the zutz dode hashayla, about what happened. What happened when they were makdim, the fast, from Shabbos till Thursday? Did it still be'etzem stay Shabbos's fast? And Thursday was like a tashlumin for it? And then there would be a makim to fast on Friday? Or was the fast nekar, totally removed from Erev Pesach this year, and it's for Thursday, and once that fast day is over, so it's finished. The fast is over. Not L'chura, the pashtus is that Shabbos was the fast day. It's Erev Pesach is the fast day. And you can't fast Erev Pesach, you fast 2 days earlier. So why should, you know, the pashtur L'chura is that the Thursday is a tashlumen for Shabbos. The first tzad, and if so I should fast on, one should fast on Friday if they miss Thursday. But here we come into an interesting din, which is once a new metzias is created, and the metzias is that we fast on Thursday, do we still remember why it was created? In other words, you're only fasting on Thursday because you were supposed to fast on Shabbos? Or we say no, being that this is the new metzias takes on a life of its own. It's not any more dependent on why I was doing it. You know, why is this history? L'poel mamish, the new metzias is that Thursday is the fast day. The Rebbe brings an interesting dugma to the sinyan from a l'chera, totally unrelated halacha. That is, when it comes to a sukkah, so you have types of nisorim, which are wooden planks, that if they're dalid al dalid, if they're four tfachim by four tfachim, to use, and they're on top of the sukkah for schach, so they're puzzle. A nisorim that are dalid al dalid are puzzle for schach. What if you turn the neser, you turn the plank over on its side, so now it's not covering the sukkah dalid al dalid, so it's a machlekes. It's machlekes in Gemara. And here again, why should it be a problem? It's not dalid al dalid, the side that's covering the sukkah. But here, again, the svar that's brought down, and the Rebbe brings this svar in Likutei Sichos a number of times, the Rebbe Shavar talks about it, and that is that ein hachinami, the reason why a dalid al dalid plank is pasul for a sukkah is because it covers dalid al dalid. But once it became pasul, it became like a chefse shel psul, like a piece of metal. And if it's a chefse shel psul, so it's pasul however you look at it. In other words, what happened here as well according to this shita that the Nesorim Shahofchan al Sidon is possible for Schach, what happened is that the Psul became an independent entity beyond the reason that caused the Psul. The reason is not anymore applicable when it's Hofchan al Sidon, when you turn it to a side. But the logic is that the reason is what caused it. But Lepoyla became a Dover Shel Psul. If it's a Dover Shel Psul, it's independent of the reason. And Al Derech Zeh, back to our din, that Einach Nami, the reason you fast on Thursday is because really the fast day was supposed to be Shabbos and you couldn't fast on Shabbos. So therefore, really, Thursday is not a fast day. But the logic is that maybe Thursday became a fast day as an independent entity. We forgot about the reason why we're fasting. Now the fast was made for Thursday. It's not anymore Tashlumen for Shabbos. Anyhow, that's the two Tzdodim. That's the Shaila Hakloli of this Sicha. Again, Bekitzer, when the fast of Erev Pesach, when we fast it on Thursday, 2 days earlier, did that become the fast day, period? It's not anymore a Tashlumen. That is the fast day. And if one missed that, he missed it. Or does it still be Geder Tashlumen? And if one missed it, he would fast on Friday instead. That's the Etzem Shaila. And as the Sicha goes on, the Rebbe brings a Raya from Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther, you have the same situation. Also this year, the same thing. And that is, I'm sorry, not this year. I'm sorry. But Tainis Esther, you have the matzav that if Tainis Esther falls out on Shabbos, meaning that Purim is Sunday, so again, you fast on Thursday. And the Rebbe brings a raya from Halach and Tainis Esther that we can prove taka that it remains a tashlumen. That even though you have to fast on Thursday, not on Shabbos, but it remains a tashlumin, and therefore if one didn't fast on Thursday, he would fast on Friday. On the other hand, as the Sicha goes on, the Rebbe brings a proof that by Tainis Becheres, it's taka the other way. That the fast totally was removed from Shabbos, and it's nikva on Thursday. Be'efen, that it's not a gather of tashlumin. Again, that there's a shakla of atari here, in his beis, and in his gimel. And that's really l'chayra, what it seems is the Rebbe's maskona. That it's talking two different dinim, Tainis Esther. By Tainis Esther, the halacha is that it remains a tashlumen when we fast on Thursday. And when it comes to the Tainis Becheiras, Thursday becomes the day for the fast, and it's not a gather of tashlumen. And therefore, one would not fast on Friday if they didn't fast on Thursday. Why should one fast be this way, one fast be that way? Says the Rebbe, that's not a kasha. First of all, in Drabonon's, one takon Drabonon can be one way, one another way. And befrat, there's a logic to it here as well, as the Rebbe points out in the Sicha and the end of Eis Gimel. And then the Rebbe moves on to take this to a different he carries on. It says the following. The Bemes, there's a big nafkemino. There's an additional nafkemina in this question. That is legabe a koton, which that koton became a bar mitzvah, let's say this year on Shabbos Erev Pesach. A koton who's a bechir, who became bar mitzvah on Shabbos Erev Pesach this year, becomes bar mitzvah. So what's the shaila? If the fast day of Shabbos was removed from Shabbos and it's Thursday, not begeder shel tashlumen, but rather that the fast day becomes Thursday's fast, like we said before, is taket the Rebbe's hachra, the way the Rebbe holds, then, okay, on this fast day he was a katan and finished. There's nothing, he's a regular, on Thursday he was a katan, the bar mitzvah not until Shabbos. And therefore, what do you do with a katan, with a tainis becheiros, is brought down that the father would fast for him. That would be easy, that would be pashut. The complication is, what if Thursday is really only Tashlumen of Shabbos? Now it becomes a problem. Because on Shabbos, he's a Godel. And therefore, he's Chayiv in the fast, because he's a Becher, a Godel on Shabbos. On the other hand, on the day that this fast is fasted, which is Thursday, he's a Katan. When he's a Katan, Luchur is not Chayiv in Mitzvahs. So therefore, he can't fast on Thursday to cover his Chiyuv for Shabbos. Shabbos, he's a Godel. Thursday, he's a Katan. On the other hand, for the father to fast for him on Thursday also won't work, because the father can only fast for his son when his son is a katan. But here the chiv of the son is from Shabbos, and on Shabbos he's a godel. The father can't fast for his son. Says the Rebbe, would come out that there's actually a problem. There's actually a problem if we were to say that the fast day of Tainis Becheiros is a tashlumen, because for this katan that's becoming bar mitzvah on Shabbos, he would be left without anything. Again, he can't cover his chiyuv by fasting on Thursday because Thursday he's still a katan. And on the other hand, the father can't do it for him on Thursday because when the fast is really going to be nischayiv, he's a gadol, the father can't fast for the gadol. So that would be l'cha'ura, another advantage in saying, like the Rebbe's achra is, that really the Tainus Becheiris was removed from Shabbos and made on Thursday. And again, then there's no problem because then the father can fast for him on Thursday while he's a katan, and that's when the chiyuv of the Tainus is. And that comes the Rebbe's chidush in his hey and his vov. And the Rebbe says no. He says that really, even if the fast day is be'etzem on Shabbos, and Thursday is merely a tashlumin, so therefore we just said there's going to be a big problem, because who's going to fast this Thursday fast? And the katan, the father can't fast it because by the chiv the boy's a gadol. The katan can't fast it because he's still a katan, so there won't be, so he'll be left without anything. Says the Rebbe, that's not true. And the nekuda that the Rebbe says, beikir in ois vav, is a nekuda that the Rebbe says in Lukut Esichis in a number of places. And he says, the nekuda sadvarim is that something that one has a chiyuv on when he's bar mitzvah, and the only way for that chiyuv to be niskayim is by doing a pa'ula before he's bar mitzvah, while he's a katan. So then he would be niskayiv to do that pa'ula when he's a katan. Because the chiyuv that he'll be niskayiv when he's bar mitzvah can expand also to be mechayiv whatever is necessary for that chiyuv, even if it includes doing something before the bar mitzvah. And again, this is something, this is like a reoccurring idea in the Kudusich, a number of places, although, yesh lehoyer, that the Rebbe challenges this thought and says, be'efen acher, nasicha much later, in Chelik Lamed Hei Vayera, if someone wants to look it up there. There he discusses two sides, l'gabe this shayla. But al-Kabarim over here, nemt on the Rebbe, that when a person is nischayiv, something midiraisa al tzagodl, so that would be mechayiv him to do an act as a koton, to see to it, that his chiyuv deiraisa as a gadol would be satisfied as well. And therefore the Rebbe says that even if we were to say that the fast day of Thursday is merely a tashlumin for Shabbos, and the ikar chiyuv is Shabbos, and this young katan became bar mitzvah on Shabbos, then he wouldn't be stuck without a fast, because we would tell him he has to fast tak on Thursday. And that fasting on Thursday, while he's tak a katan still, will cover for his chiyuv of Shabbos, because it's a necessary tashlumin for his man that he's nischayiv al tzagodl. So therefore, the chiyuv would affect him and be mechayiv him 2 days earlier when he's a katan as well. That's the nekuda. And be'emes, that's the whole. This is the what I chazer so far is the really the binyan of the sicha. So again, b'tachlis hakitzur, there's the chakira of what's the gedder of the fast on Thursday. Is it an independent entity, or is it a tashlumin for Shabbos? There is the hachra that by Tainis Esther it remains a tashlumin of Shabbos, and by the Tainis Becheiros it becomes an independent entity. That was the first chilek of the sicha. And then there was the discussion about what happens legabe a bar mitzvah, the one who becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos. So if the fast day of Thursday is independent, then there's no shailas because the fast day is while there's a cut. The complication is, if the fast day is a tashlumen, and Shabbos, he's a gadol, but on Thursday, he's a katan. So over here, who's going to do the fasting? That's where the complication is. And here, with the Rebbe is mechadish, that in such a case, the katan on Thursday would fast, and that would be fulfill his chiyuv of Shabbos, because that chiyuv of Shabbos, al tzagodl, would be mispashit kilu to his matzav as a katan on Thursday, he'd be able to fast. That is, I think, a kitzur of the teichin in the sicha. Oh, but Agabi, this chidush of the Rebbe, that the katan could do the act of tashlumin for his man of gadlus, even while he's a katan. So the Rebbe brings a raya in Osei. And he says, because he says a few points, but I'm focusing on one. He says, take that this really is negeah to any mitzvah, any halacha, where the din is makdimin v'lei ma'achrin. They were makdim to do a mitzvah before this man. For example, he says, a year like Taka was this year, that Purim in Yerushalayim was on Shabbos. This year, on Tesvav, other was Shabbos. So they read the Megillah before Shabbos. That's the din. They read the Megillah on Friday. So here becomes the same Shaila, says the Rebbe. As Abe dosis tashlumin tsum chiyuv funtes vav other. If the reading of the Megillah on Yudalid other is a gather of tashlumin for tes vav other, is vos darvton a koton shehigil b'yim tes vav other. In other words, it's really the same mamash, exactly the same shaila that we're clearing legabi the tainus, legabi the fast day. Just like we're clearing by a fast day. That if the chiyuv is really Shabbos, and the tashlumin is before Shabbos, and the cotton becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbos, so what should he do? Says the Rebbe, it's not just a shaila on a fast day. It could be a shaila that got me reading a Megillah. Again, Shabbos this year in Yerushalayim was Purim Tesvav. That's the Yom HaChiyuv. And really, but you don't read Megillah on Shabbos, you read it on Erev Shabbos. So what's the story with the cotton? If the reading of Friday is a gather of tashlumin for Shabbos, then what's the story with the katan reading it on a Friday? Or you know, what could he do? He became a gadol ersh Shabbos. Shabbos is when the chiyuv is there. But they read it on Friday. Friday he's still a katan. Elamai, the Rebbe leads into the chiddush that we said earlier. That if one is nischayiv when they're a gadol, and the tashlumen for that is beforehand when they're a katan, then they're chayiv to do it as a katan. So basically, the Rebbe brought a siyua proof to the chiddush legabe fasting from the fact that the same halacha would be legabe during the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, if Erev Shabbos is tashlumen for the mitzvah of Kriya that should have been on Shabbos. But here the diuk in the sikh is that if the reading of Megillah Friday is tashlumen for Shabbos, so then the same shaila applies. So now the Rebbe goes off in Ora 25 and 26, and I'm not going to read through, I just want to say the teichen advar. That really, what's discussed over here is what's taket the geder of reading the Megillah on Friday for Shabbos. You know, the halacha is clear that again this year on Shabbos you don't read the Megillah. So if Purim is Shabbos, we don't have that in the Chutz La'aretz, but in the Arim Hamukaf is Chema, like in Yerushalayim. If Purim is Shabbos, you read Erev Shabbos. So what's the geder of that reading of Megillah Erev Shabbos? And again, the lashon of the Rebbe and the Sikh was that if the geder is tashlumin, so then there's a shaila about the katan. So that means there's two ways to look at it. The reading of the Megillah of Erev Shabbos. Is it that becomes, again, it's the same shaila as the whole Sikh about fast days. Is it that becomes the Yom HaKri or not? So or the Rebbe is Messiah to a Gemara in Rashi in Megillah Dafei. And from there, it sounds pretty pashut that that's really two tzdodim, two ways in the Gemara. And I'll just say the Nekudas Hadvar, the Gemara says, again, it's Hei Amud Aleph, in the beginning of Hei Amud Aleph in Megillah. And the Gemara brings a lashon in the name of Rav, Purim Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zmanum. That when Purim falls on Shabbos, then Erev Shabbos is the Zman of the Mitzvahs. Frakti Gemara, Erev Shabbos Zmanom, v'Shabbos Zmanom hu. What do you mean, Erev Shabbos Zmanom? Shabbos is the Zman. Elolav hochiko omar, shaloi bizmanom kizmanom. That when Rav said that Purim Shechali is b'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zmanom, doesn't it, what's he trying to say? I mean, obviously it's not the real Zman, it's Erev Shabbos, it's Yudalit not Tezvav. Elamai is trying to say that becomes the Zman. And Rashi says very beautiful words. He says, Mashmash uzmana kavua luhu mimei anshek nasa zagdeilu. It sounds like he's trying to say that Erev Shabbos is the Zman, the real Zman from the beginning. But that's Shver, because the anshek nasa zagdeilu made Tezvav for Purim in the Arim Hamukov Eschema. So Taich Rashi, what does the Gemara mean? El Hochi no katay lishno di tishma minei ho yil vitiknu lahen chach mi Yisroel she'achar knesas agdela lehakdim mishum di rabo hari hulanu ki yoyim uzman hakavua mitchila lechol dvorov v'af al pishu lei bizmanon hevekizmanon.
In other words, what is the Gemara saying at this point of the Gemara? That even though Taked Yanshik Nesagdil were Masakin, then the Orim Amukov is Chemi read Megillah Tesvav, And here we're a generation later, and the Rabbonim are saying that because of Rabba, the Gzeira of Rabba, Shema Yavirenu. So we read it a day earlier, we don't read it on Shabbos. Nevertheless, they made that into the Ikir Zman as if that's the way it was L'chatchila made. That's the Svar of the Gemara, that Shleib is Manam Kizman. And then the Gemara slugs it up, and the Gemara says, no, not true. The Gemara says that's not what it means. It means something else, and that goes into the sugi here. I'm not going to go over the sugi here. So the Gemara slugs it up and says, no, it's not zmanim. It's not that way. Rather, what is it? Doesn't become the new zman. Erev Shabbos is not the new zman of Mikra Megillah at all. Erev Shabbos is just that you can't do it on Shabbos. You do it Erev Shabbos. It doesn't become the new zman. That is L'chura, that's L'chura, the two Tzedadim in the Gemara. So the Rebbe says here in Ora 25, that L'chura, that's the two Mahalch, the two Tzedadim. Now the first way, the Gemara, the Havamina, you know, the Gemara was that Erev Shabbos Manom, that even though it's merely a takona of the generation after the Anshek Nesaz Agdoyla because of Rabbah, nevertheless they made it Beifron, that becomes the Nuzman. And then the Gemara slugs it up. Maskana se Gemara, is it not? That it's not really the Zman Erev Shabbos. The Rebbe brings here a Lashon from the Tashbates. And it says, V'hod elei karinon Megillah. This that you don't read it on Shabbos. Arya di isura hu derevia alayu. It's because there's an issue to read it on Shabbos. But v'yem shalafon of lekriya einan ela l'tashlum min didei. I'll call upon him this Shaila that the Rebbe is saying about the Kriya Samagila of Erev Purim. Excuse me. The Kriya Samagila of Friday instead of Shabbos. When you're supposed to read it on Shabbos, but it's on Tesvav, which is Shabbos, but you can't read it on Shabbos, read it on Friday. So in the Gemara, Vaisteis Tut Dodim, if it becomes Zmanam, the new Zman, which is for sure the Havamin of the Gemara over here, and the Gemara slugs up, Lav Dafke, that it becomes the new Zman, it could be that it's merely a Tashlumin Larish. A tashlumen for Yom Shabbos that you can't read the Megillah. Now, from that Rashi, it comes out that both ways, whether you're learning that Friday becomes the actual day or it doesn't become the actual day, it's all based on the Gzeira, the reason that you don't read on Shabbos, the Gzeira de Rabba. In other words, there was the Takana Ban Shek Nesag Deila of how to read when they were Mesakin the din of Purim, of Kriyas Megillah. And now it's to read on Tesvav. There is the next generation, Rashi's Madgish, the next generation that they came and said, on Shabbos you can't read, so you have to read the day before. So the Shaila is, when generation number two came and said their Takana, what did they do? Did they say now that Friday becomes the new day? Or they're just saying it began to Tashlum? What if the Anshei Knesset Hagdalah themselves, when they created the Takona of Megillah, when they created the Etzem Mitzvah of Megillah, said that when it's a Tesvav, Aner Bechel, you read a Bechel. When Tesvav is B'Shabbos, you read a Yudalit. Would there still be a Mokum for this Shaila? In other words, if in the Iker Takona of Kriyas HaMegillah, they said Melchatchila, that you read it on Tesvav, when Tesvav is during the weekdays. But when Tezvav is Shabbos, you read it on Friday. So Rashi doesn't b'chal mention that concept. In Rashi, both Tzedodim are only be'efen that their Iker Takana was read at Tezvav, and a generation later said, when Tezvav is Shabbos, let's read it on Friday. And here there's a clear, what did the generation later do? But the Shaila becomes, what if Melechatchila, the Iker Takana had two parts? Which is read it on Tesvav Bechel, or on Yudalid when Tesvav is Shabbos, what would be? So that's what the Rebbe's Mamshech in the Ha'ar. And the Rebbe brings from the Shagas Aryeh in his Sefer Turiyevan on Megillah, that Turiyevan, he says a fascinating thing. Rashi nemton mitapashtus, that the Gzeirah, not to read the Megillah on Shabbos, came later, after the Ikra Takon. And that was the Gzeirah de Rabba. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, the Bemes in the Gemara earlier in the Avdalid, there's Machlekes, what's the reason why we don't read Megillah on Shabbos? So we know what Rashi said over here was Gzeira de Rabba. Rabba said Gzeira Shem Yaver and Dal Damas Bishu Sarabim, like he says the same thing, the Gabi taking a Shefer, blowing a Shefer on Shabbos and Sigalulav on Shabbos. Shem Yaver. But the Gemara brings earlier also that there's a shita of Reb Yosef Nachzich, who says for a different reason. Reb Yosef says a different reason. Because the poor people are waiting for Mikra Megillah. Because by Mikra Megillah, people give Matanos Leivanim, people give them Tzedakah. So the poor people are waiting for Mikra Megillah. And if you have Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, the poor people won't get anything. Zokti Shagis Aryeh, if the Iker Takon of Megillah, of the Anshek Nasagdela, was made to do it on Tezvav, the Chachomim of a later generation would not be able to come and say that when it falls on Shabbos, do it on Yudalid because poor people are waiting for Tzedakah. Since when? Because poor people are waiting for Tzedakah, could you be Iker the Takon of Chachomim? The Iker didn't create some Megillah. Gzeira the Rabbe is a Gzeira Shami Yavirenu. That's a Chash Yisr Tiltel B'Shabbos. Chash Yisr Shabbos, the Chacham could come and later and change the earlier Takona. So if it's Misav Gzeira the Rabbe, so Eino Chanami, it could be, says the Shagasari, like Rashi says, that it was a generation later, when they made the Gzeira that you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. However, if you go according to Rav Yosef, later Rav Yosef, it must be that lechatchila when the Anshei Knesset Hagdela were misakin Mikra Megillah, lechatchila it was beifin that that's only during the weekdays. Mashenkin if it falls on Shabbos, said the Anshei Knesset Hagdela lechatchila you should lane the Megillah on Friday because of the Anim. It can't be that it was a later takona. Azay zok the Turi Evan the Shagas Aryeh in the Pirush over there on Masech the Megillah. In a different place in Likud Yisichis, in Chelek Zayin and Chag HaPesach, the Rebbe is Meisif. And the Rebbe says that late this Chidush of the Turi Yevam, that late Rebbe Yosef, the Takona of not reading the Megillah on Shabbos, came from the Anshei Knesset Hagdela, Bizman Iker Takonas Mikra Megillah. So the Rebbe came and Zogin, that even according to Rabbah, who says that the reason why we don't learn on Shabbos is because of Gzeirah Shemei Avirenu, could also be that it was in the actual generation of the Anshei Knesset Hagdela. Because it's shver to say that Rav Yosef and Rabbah were arguing when this takana was made. Was it made b'zman Anshei Knesset Hagdela or b'zir acharov? So the Rebbe named on in the Sikha in Chilek Zayin Chag HaPesach, someone wants to look up on page 50 over there, in Eis Dalet with the Oris, the Rebbe dear named on that if you follow the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh, so that really that from Zogin, that l'chol ha'deis, Sai Rabbe, Sai Rav Yosef, the takona of Kriyas HaMegillah, milachatchila, when the Anshei Knesset Hagdela made it, was be'efen, that you only read on Yom Tezvav when it's Bechel. Mashenkin, if it's B'Shabbos, you read it on Yudalit. Now, that's not like Rashi. That's not like Rashi in our sugi, because Rashi says that it was B'der Acher, but the Rebbe brings Mekeres, the Rebbe brings from the Medr Seichel Tev, where it says, Klor, Gozru Anshe Knesset Hagdela, Ala Shefer, Ala Lulav, Ala Megillah. The Rebbe brings a smag. Al Kalpana, there's Mekeres not like Rashi. That according to these Mekeres, and according and Misvara, the Rebbe says it's very Meduik in the Sugya, that Misvara came and Zogin, that Mi'iker Hatakon, Shel Anshe Knesset Hagdela, Melechatchila it was. They read Megillah on Yom Tesvov, Ba'orim Amukaf Eschema. But if it falls out on Shabbos, so they read it on Friday. According to this Mahalach, again, the Mahalach of the Shagas Aryeh, the Mahalach of the Rebbe, look at the Sichas Chelek Zayin, that Me'ikir Atakon of Mikra Megillah Melechatchila. It was said that you read it on Yom Tesvov, or if Tesvov is Shabbos, you read it on Yom Yudalid. So then, is there still a mokim to say that the Kriya of Yom Yudalid is a tashlumin for Tezvav? After all, it was the Ikra Takona. The Ikra Takona was that when Tezvav is Shabbos, you read on Friday. Zog the Rebbe in the Amshech from the Ore, as yeah. Even if Milechat Chila, when the Chachomim made the Takona of Kriya Samagila, they said that when Shabbos is going to be Tezvav, read the Megillah on Friday, you could still be Cheker. When they said to read the Megillah on Friday, how did they say it? What did they say? Because they could have said, even though they were making Melechat Chila, they could have been saying like this, that the din of Mikra Megillah be'etzem is Tezvav. Yet, because of whatever takana or the rabbi or Rav Yosef for whatever reason, when it falls on Shabbos, do it on Friday instead of Shabbos. Do it on Friday as tashlumen of Shabbos. This is melechatchila. Einach Rami was melechatchila when they made the gufa takana. But when they made it, they said the day is tesvav, and if tesvav is Shabbos, do it on Friday instead of Shabbos. But Friday is still a gedder of instead of Shabbos. Or you could say that they said no. That melechatchila said there's two zmanim. There's a zman in a regular year of tesvav, and in a year when Shabbos is tesvav, then the zman is yudalit. So we're back to the same chakira. Was it in a gedder of tashlumin or not a gedder of tashlumin? Al kapana, the nekudas hadvarim, and I just want to chazer, I hope I'm not speaking too many words to make it unclear, but the Rebbe says, you know, there's a general shaila here. The general shaila is, the din that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos, and rather we read it Erev Shabbos, was that made when the Iker Takana of reading Megillah was made, or was it in a later generation? And that's a Shaila. And thus, that's the Rashi says one way, and the Turi Evan says a different way, Bidas Rav Yosef, and the Rebbe says a different way, Bidas Rabba. So there's a big Shaila, which is the gather of reading Megillah on Friday instead of Shabbos, was that part of the Iker Takana B'Shas Hascholas HaTakana or not? Either way, say if it was a generation later, you could have a chakira. When they came a generation later, were they oiker the reading of Shabbos and made it Friday? Or did they just say, let's do Friday as a tashlumen for Shabbos? And on the other hand, even if we say that me'iker hascholas hatakona, it was made be'efen that when tezvav is Shabbos, you read on Friday, kemevaiter cheker zayin, in that hascholas hatakona, vi haben zeh das avegestolt. Did they say it in a way that Friday is a tashlumin? It says bascholas hatakona, you got to do a tezvav, or in a year that tezvav is Shabbos, do Friday as a tashlumin? Or did they say that in a year tezvav is Shabbos, then Friday is the zman hakriya? Akuponim, the chakira, the shaila, if the kriya of Friday is a tashlumin l'Shabbos, or it's a dover nifrad bifnei atzmei, is silum and the omar, that the takonin not to read on Shabbos came a day later, like Rashi says, and silum and the omar, that the takonin not to read on Shabbos was made bi'iker tchilas hatakon. So b'meila, to bring it back to the general part, shaila over here, the Rebbe is saying, that yes, that we have this tutz dodim about Mikra Megillah on Friday instead of Shabbos, whether it's tashlumen or not. So, according to the Tadr, it is tashlumen. Vertishayla legabe the cotton shen is gadol. When's he going to read the Megillah? Which leads back into the chiddush of the sicha that he would read the Megillah on Friday while he's still a cotton, and that way be mekayim the mitzvah that's chal on him on Shabbos when he's a gadol.